Welcome to your five for the day. A farmer once hired a man to work for him. He told him his first task would be to paint the barn, and said it should take him about 3 days to complete. But the hired man was finished in one day. The farmer set him to cutting wood, telling him it would require about 4 days. The hired man finished in a day and a half, much to the farmer's amazement. The next task was to sort out a large pile of potatoes. He was to arrange them into three piles: seed potatoes, food for the pigs, and potatoes that were good enough to sell. The farmer said it was a small job and shouldn't take long at all. At the end of the day, the farmer came back and found the hired man had barely started. "What's the matter here?" the farmer asked. "I can work hard," came the reply, "but I can't make decisions." We're all faced with decisions right throughout our lives, and they vary from those which are mundane and relatively unimportant to those which shape our lives. One of the earliest decisions I ever had to make, that I can remember, was when I was quite young. I was out with my dad, and for the first time in my memory, he took me into a sweet shop and said the magic words, "Which one would you like?" I was enthralled. Up until then, I was occasionally given sweets, though not often, as we were in the post-war years and rationing was still around. But now I was being offered the opportunity to choose sweets or chocolate of my own. But which was it going to be? There were so many to choose from. Apart from the neatly wrapped chocolate bars on the counter, there were, to my young mind, hundreds of glass jars all full of bright, colourful confections, all silently screaming, "Choose me!" Actually, there were probably only a couple of dozen jars, but, well, I was only beginning to learn numbers. That decision took a long time. It was one that, at the time, seemed life-changing. We all face decisions, but possibly one of the most difficult decisions anyone has ever had to face is found in the Bible. It involved a man, a judge, who was faced one day by a prisoner who he knew to be innocent. In fact, he declared the man's innocence in open court. But then pressures were brought against him, threats made. The judge had to choose between justice and his own career. Faced by this dilemma, the man crumbled. Pontius Pilate turned to the crowd and asked the desperate question, "What shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ?" Pilate finally bowed to mob rule, and he handed an innocent man over to be crucified. When I was 12, I was faced with the same question: "What shall I do with Jesus?" Looking back on my life, there are some decisions I have made which I regret, but this one I shall never regret. For in accepting Christ as Saviour, I found that my life was changed forever.